This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Thrady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to talk to the editor-in-chief at the truthaboutguns.com, that being Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Always my pleasure as well. Let's talk about, and I talked about this briefly somewhere, or maybe I haven't talked about it yet. Maybe I plan on talking about it. Don't know. So let's talk about it now. The ATF, those gallant crime fighters, have gone and shut down a tabletop FFL, haven't they? They've saved the world.
Yeah, I'm sure they've struck a real blow for law and order here in southeastern Oklahoma, as has been evident for a couple of years now. The Biden administration is executing an out-and-out war on gun manufacturers, gun retailers, gun owners, everywhere they can. And one of the places where that's really been manifest is by weaponizing the ATF and having them institute a zero tolerance policy for all federal firearms licensees. And that means when they go in and they examine your inventory and your A&B book, and your 4473 forms, if you have so much as a comma out of place, or somebody puts some information in the wrong box, they will use that information to shut you down. The result of that is they shut down 500% more FFLs last year than they ever had before. So that's obviously something they're actively engaged in. They went in to talk to a gentleman named Russell Fincher, who is a kitchen table FFL. And what that means is he's an FFL who operates out of the house. He doesn't have a gun store. He keeps an inventory of guns that he likes to go to gun shows with and sell, rent a table and sell there. Maybe he'll sell some of his own guns as well, personal guns, but he's an FFL. He's got inventory. He, maintains all the necessary records and fills out 4473 forms and does NICS background checks when he sells a gun. Well, the ATF came out and, said, "Hey, we'd like to stop by," which is unusual. In this story, they call him first. Usually they just knock at the door and say, "Hey, we're here. Show us your stuff." And he was polite and let them in. And then they said they wanted to come back because they found some things that concerned them. And they didn't just come back. They came back with an armed SWAT team. And they handcuffed him and held him and confiscated a number of firearms. And then Mr. Fincher, who sadly was not thinking straight, and didn't get an attorney involved, said, "Look, if you want my FFL, you can have it." At which point the ATF agent whips out a form for him to sign to relinquish his FFL, and they took, what Mr. Fincher estimates $50,000 to $60,000 worth of guns, including 50 of his own personally owned firearms, not just the inventory he keeps to sell. And Mr. Fincher says that the lead ATF agent who was there that day, Special Agent Theodore Mongel, said, "You're done. We have shut you down. You tell all your FFL buddies we're coming for them. We are shutting down, shutting gun shows down."
Wow.
Yeah, we are shutting gun shows down. So apparently, they're at least this one agent thinks that his job is to shut down kitchen table FFLs like Mr. Fincher and put a dent in gun shows that go on all across the country every weekend. And one party says, he said, one agent told me that they hate home FFLs. He said, if I wanted to sell a Browning shotgun to someone at a gun show with no paperwork, that's no problem. But when I sell a Glock or an AR lower, that's a gangbanger. I asked him where it said that in the regs. He said, no gangbanger would be shooting people with a $2,000 Benelli. To me, that was one of the dumbest statements he could have made. So obviously, this agent doesn't have a problem with the average gun owner walking through the aisles and selling a shotgun he brought in himself to somebody else with no paperwork or background check. But when somebody like Mr. Fincher, who's got keeps guns in stock, sells a Glock to somebody at a gun store, at least this FFL agent considers that arming a gang member.
Without any proof of that, of course.
Without any proof.
And, I mean, when this guy is selling, he has to put everybody through a background check, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's an FFL.
Because he's an FFL. I'm not aware that they've accused him of, you know, failing to do background checks or not doing that. There's apparently, if you read our story, and I suggest your readers do that, or your listeners do that, they said that they found some guns that had shown up on traces. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know if he had guns that he bought used, but my impression, they show his list, his inventory list here, of guns that they took. I'm not sure how we're obviously getting all this from Mr. Fincher's side. We don't know everything that happened here, and the ATF will never tell you everything that happened here. But were there some problems with his paperwork? I don't doubt it, because there's always problems with every FFL paperwork.
Well, it's done by hand, right? It's not done by a computer in most cases.
It's done by hand,
right,
by human beings. You know, we talked last week about Central Texas Gunworks and the ATF inspection there with Michael Cargill, that looked at 13,000 transfers he'd done in a year and found seven, you know, spelling errors or Social Security number in the wrong box, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that they are using when they want to shut people down, even though that's just normal human error and is not, as they characterize it, a willful disregard for the law.
Right. Right. Okay. So at least we have one ATF agent who's not one of the hardworking, normal law enforcers that some people talk about. He, too, is a totalitarian. Looking at the list of guns that they took, I mean, so they took them and they are confiscated, and it's just a loss for him.
My guess is it is. I'm sure he'll try to get it back and appeal this somehow, but
right.
Good luck. And who knows what actually happens to these things. I think this actually might be the list of his own personal guns,
right,
that they took, but I'm not positive of that. That's not clear.
Well, since Lee Williams wrote it, I would have to imagine that Alan Gottlieb will take a look at this, and maybe he'll lend a hand. I don't know.
I would hope so.
Yeah, we're running out. We're coming up on the first break, but that dude was not prepared for this at all, was he?
No, he was not.
Yeah. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and we get this one that is a, in some places, this would be a very, 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 very bad idea. But let's talk about this cat in San Francisco who's decided he's figured out a way to protect his business.
Yeah, this could go very wrong very quickly in a lot of places, but yeah, this is a gentleman who doesn't want to be identified other than his nickname Boots. who describes himself as a resident and a business owner in San Francisco. And he's taken to wearing a black hoodie and a mask and dark glasses and parading through his neighborhood and I think the Fisherman's Wharf area with an airsoft gun on his belt, with the idea of scaring off thieves. I think he's mostly concerned with the rash of car break-ins that happen in San Francisco. That seems to be a cottage industry there. They get over 60 of them a day. I think 67 thefts per day they average in San Francisco. And San Francisco is not a physically large, there are about 800,000 people live there, but it isn't really spread out. It's fairly compact for a city its size. Anybody who leaves anything in their car in San Francisco, they're really taking chances, and there's an excellent chance that their car is going to get broken into. So this guy, Boots, he goes by, is doing what he thinks he can and needs to, and walking around showing himself with a fake gun on his hip, hoping to scare off the thieves and the junkies and the drug dealers and the bums that are operating and I guess scrounging up money for drugs.
If not out and out assaulting somebody to get money for drugs. Now, in certain places in the U.S., that would not fly at all, would it? I mean, if he was in Detroit, he'd just get shot.
Yeah, he could very well.
Yeah.
And you're taking your life in your hands with some police officers as well. Now, to be clear, the San Francisco Police Department aren't fans of his either. It is illegal to open carry firearms in the state of California. I don't know whether this guy has a concealed carry permit. I seriously doubt it. They've already arrested him once. For carrying, I think it's just for brandishing a fake gun. And as one of the police, brandishing an imitation firearm, which is a misdemeanor, and one of the cops said, we don't recommend anyone doing that. We understand everyone's frustration. Officers are frustrated in taking the number of police report regarding auto burglaries occurring throughout the city. However, there's a system in place to do that. Yeah, there's a system in place. It means you call 911 and you call it in, and the cops don't even come out to look at your car or take a report. They're going to take a report over the phone if you're lucky. And they'll probably be after waiting half an hour to an hour online so that you can at least make an insurance claim. So, yes, people are frustrated. So this undermanned police force that can't be bothered to arrest junkies and drug dealers and car thieves was Johnny on the spot and right there with a pair of cuffs to arrest Mr. Boots when he's walking around with a plastic airsoft gun on his hip. So that's always encouraging. I'm sure that did much to make everyone feel safer in the Fisherman's Wharf area of San Francisco.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of time. You know, it's just a matter of time before that dude switches to a real gun.
Well, that's what some of our commenters said as well. This isn't we're getting when you get a city that becomes as lawless as San Francisco and a few others have become, then you're getting back into the territory the old Charles Bronson days. When you had people the Bernhard Guest days, when people don't care about having a license or a permit,
right.
They start carrying a gun anyway,
right?
Because they would rather be able to defend themselves and worry about the consequences later. That's the way things got in New York. Those are the old death wish days when you took your life in your hand walking through Times Square. New York's got problems. New York's crime rate is up, but it isn't back to the bad old days in the 70s and early 80s. But if this continues, San Francisco, New York, and a couple other places could very well get there. And then you're right. Then you're going to get people like Mr. Boots here that aren't carrying a plastic gun in their hip. They're going to start carrying a real gun. When the body counts start to rise because of that, that'll make some news. Will it affect anybody's behavior in City Hall or in the prosecutor's office? Who knows?
But. Well, here's the thing with this, right? And now, have they defunded the SFPD? Did they get defunded to any degree? What's their manpower like?
They did. They cut them back, and then they did an about face and tried to refund them when crime got so bad. You know, and you remember back, they also voted out their prosecutor in a special election.
That's right. They got rid of Chase Bodine. That's right. They got rid of him.
Yeah. He is gone too. And it's been right at about a year since the new prosecutor has taken over the job. I think I saw an interview with her the other day where she boasts about the number of people that she's charged, but she's complaining about the judges who are still letting these people go.
Right.
And not sentencing them to jail time. So, you know, it's a criminal justice game of whack-a-mole that you're playing in cities like this. You know, if the cops are able to arrest people, then the prosecutors aren't prosecuting. If the prosecutors are prosecuting, maybe the judges are being soft on and letting him go. And then the cops can't get enough people to work for them because the criminals are right back out on the street, and then they can't make the arrest. So it's a death spiral that some of these cities are finding themselves in, San Francisco in particular. I don't think I'd want to live there right now.
Well, they call it the doom loop. And, I mean, the other problem that nobody's talking about is all of the office space that's not being taken. There's like a million square feet of office space just in San Francisco. Some of these guys that hold mortgages are just letting them go. Here, take back the shopping mall. We don't want it no more because we so they're dying. I mean, San Francisco is dying. They're going to become a retail desert.
With all that prime A-rated space, I don't know why there's anybody homeless in San Francisco.
You would think.
Let's open that up and, let people stay there. Get all that up the street, make the streets safe to walk again.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about that just on the other side just to finish that. But talking to Dan Zimmerman from Truth About Guns, this is on the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Moscow is pulling out of a grain deal with Ukraine that could cripple global food supplies. The agreement had allowed Ukrainian agricultural products to pass through the Black Sea without Russian interference. Ukraine supplies 10% of the world's wheat market. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging the Senate to confirm more than 60 State Department nominees who've been blocked by a handful of Republicans.
These delays are undermining our national security, and they're weakening our ability to deliver for the American people.
He said nominees are being blocked for leverage on unrelated issues, calling it irresponsible. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is revealing a list of Supreme Court appointments if he's elected president. The list of candidates includes Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Utah Senator Mike Lee. Ramaswamy said the list includes candidates with an originalist understanding of the Constitution. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We were just talking about San Francisco, where a guy has taken to patrolling outside of his business. He doesn't want to be known. The caricature on the article is pretty good. Who did the bat signal with the boots? Who did that?
I did.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I might have to say, can you make a signal like that? Can I get you to make me a signal like that?
I'll see what I can do.
I'll send you an outline of a tattoo that I had made that represents me. Anyway, in these cities where they're in the doom loop, and that's what the real estate companies call them, the doom loop. Pretty soon, the only business that's going to be actually making any money at all is going to be the drug business.
I think that's increasingly true in a lot of places. I've read that tourism in San Francisco is way down. Convention business is way down, which is why hotel nights are way down, and hotel operators have walked away from some of their buildings because they can't fill them, and it doesn't make – they'd rather – clear bankruptcy and walk away from it than keep paying, paying the debt service on the building. So yeah, it's not good. And the more this goes on, the more that accelerates, the fewer people come, and the more lawless the place gets.
Right.
So yeah, it is a doom loop. And you know, that we've seen it happen in places like Detroit, and then, A lot of the city of Detroit ended up looking like moonscape, where they knocked down abandoned and buildings that were drug dens or squatters homes and that kind of thing. It's hard to believe that happened in San Francisco, but I'm sure people didn't think that would happen in Detroit either. I mean, back in the '50s, Detroit was, what, the fifth or sixth largest city in the country and thriving. And 30 years later, it was a hellhole.
Right.
That's now happening in San Francisco and a few other choice locations.
Well, it's going to get worse, too, because this doom loop caused by the office. See, there's a lot of offices that are still, their lease hasn't come up to renew. And they signed their lease way before all of this started, way before the COVID thing started. And what the COVID thing started when they decided to do this little control experiment on it, it also showed that you could do office work from somewhere not there. You didn't have to be, you could do it at home.
Yeah, it was a forced sociological experiment.
Yeah.
And a lot of businesses discovered that there are different ways they could work, and they didn't need necessarily tens of thousands of feet of prime office space in downtown areas.
Right.
And all the commuting and all that, and employees got used to that too. They like working from home. Some businesses are forcing people to come back because they find that people aren't as productive when they're working in their slippers at home, but a lot of them are.
Yeah.
I'm a friend of mine is an attorney, and they have cut way back on their space. They've got some office space when they need to meet with clients. They have like some hoteling space when attorneys need to come in. They basically have offices that they use for the day when they're in there, but they're not their offices. They don't come in every day. They mostly work from home, and it works well for them, and it saves them a lot of money. And in a city like San Francisco, where people have to worry about their car being broken into or worry about being walking through feces as they walk down the block, or dodging the homeless,
dodging the
drug dealers,
the syringes.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of reasons not to be headquartered in a place like that.
Yeah, they're pretty soon it's gonna. And another problem you can tell with these doom loop places is they all want to rely on mass transit. And very shortly, in San Francisco, mass transit's going out of business. So they're going to call to subsidize mass transit. And, California's also considering this, what is it, $200 billion, or is it $800 billion reparation plan, which has no chance of getting signed or anything. But, I mean, they're setting themselves up to have a little internal state civil war, the way they keep baiting all these people.
Well, things do change. When things get bad enough, eventually people do change the way they vote. I'm not sure where that inflection point is, but it does get reached. It got that way in New York. It got so bad in New York for so long that they did the unthinkable, and they elected a Republican. Rudy Giuliani came in there with a mandate to clean up the city, and he did. And of all people, Michael Bloomberg continued much of what he did afterwards until he was forced by the courts to stop some of it. But Bloomberg is not stupid. Bloomberg is a businessman. He knows what it takes to run to keep a city profitable, safe, and he knows that doing that keeps the city well run and keeps taxes up. Then you get somebody like a Bill de Blasio, who is farther to the left than
he's a socialist.
About anybody who's run Venezuela.
Yeah.
he undid all that.
Yep.
So New York is going to have to relearn some of the lessons they learned the hard way once again.
Well, the interesting thing that is emerging now as we look at this stuff is that I think people are beginning to believe that all of these reforms that you keep seeing go back and forth, that's not good. Life should not be set up like a badminton game to where, one guy does good for you and the other guy takes you back to the Stone Ages.
No, it makes it hard to do business. to plan your life, to decide whether to invest or not.
Yeah.
That kind of political risk is very expensive, discourages investment and people living there and starting families and that kind of thing. So people like stability. They like to know what that they can expect to live somewhere where they, you know, they can, they have some idea of what's going to happen, and that the laws and whether they're going to be enforced isn't going to change every 4 years, depending on who's in office.
But here's the thing, and this is something, they did a study, especially with these Gen Zers. Now, Gen Zers are very interesting. They've started, they have started getting away from smartphones.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me. And I haven't met any of these mythical people. I'm sure they exist. But if they're actually doing that, that would be, that would sure be interesting if, you know, they're just going to a basic communication device rather than having a computer in their hand. I don't know, maybe they've been spending too much time on Instagram, Snapchat. What's motivating all this?
I think they don't like being tracked. I think this idea that they could be tracked at any given time, I think that sort of doesn't really appeal to them. And for all of their internet,
big consideration.
Yeah. This article, the thing about the about San Francisco, that is at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan does his job on a daily basis, and I mean every day. I've never known Dan not to be doing editing of articles because there's just so many that go up every day. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. So, some people have figured out how to eliminate gun violence. All we have to do is copy the, the failed other stuff that we have going on that mainly just kills people. What have we found out about this? What do they say about this?
Well, this comes from Ms. Magazine, which I don't think I even knew was still a thing.
I didn't either.
And you just know that any sociopolitical analysis you get in Ms. Magazine is really going to be grounded in firmly in reality and the reality-based world. And like this one, this is written by someone named Veronica Ray Whitehead, who opines that the fight against gun violence should emulate the fight for reproductive justice. In other words, you have to take a more holistic approach to these things.
Holistic.
And you can't just out-legislate and out-shoot the shooter, and you can't solve these questions by incarcerating people. You have to take a more societal approach to all these things, and you have to have good policy, she says, like the prohibition of guns for groups, offenders of domestic violence and violent misdemeanors, background checks. In other words, you've got to increase the number of people who are being deprived of their rights. Community, especially supporting parents and raising emotionally healthy children. Again, it takes a village, and if you're raising your children right and teaching them that guns are bad and guns are evil, then you won't raise a bunch of crazy gun owners. Early violent behavior intervention, which she doesn't describe at all.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That seems like a big one. You know, if you get a kid who's being violent as he's growing up and violent in school, how do you intervene in such ways as to short circuit that? She doesn't say. And then a change in social norms related to gun culture and gun violence. Again, this means othering the third of the country that owns firearms, making it clear that they are beyond the pale, that they are not the kind of people we want to associate with, deal with, and make their lives as difficult as possible in order to marginalize them.
Well, I'm just thinking that.
So I feel better.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about trying to stop the raising of little gun owners.
Yeah. It's horrible, isn't it? I'm guessing your kids aren't going to be playing any video game. Well, it's really not Call of Duty or Halo or anything like that. That's where a lot of the latest generation of gun owners have came to know of and have an affinity for guns. And to growing up now to buy them. But you got to train your kids right and let them know that they will be horrible people that will be canceled and ostracized if they have all the wrong thoughts and engage in bad things. Mm. Consider buying firearms and becoming gun owners.
And what kind of a consensus did we get about this? Anybody sitting up there and let's see.
I don't think there's much of a consensus on this. I mean, this is one of those navel-gazing pieces that takes up places in some media backwater like News Magazine that
right.
almost no one reads. But, you know, this woman probably got paid a few hundred dollars for writing it. And,
right.
They've got some content, and it'll show up in the occasional Google search, and I'm sure Modest Man Action will be cheerfully referring to this as a great model for making sure that gun violence is no longer a problem.
Right. Well,
in our country.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen. I mean, the stuff they're talking about doing. Like, especially supporting parents and raising emotionally healthy children. So, aren't we existing in the same sense that we're existing right now? Aren't we also existing in a time where if a child comes up to you and says, "I feel like a girl," now you're going to allow him or her, or him in this case, to... mutilate himself. Now, if you
can, that's the subject.
That's
a subject that Miss Ray Whitehead doesn't really get into. She prefers to relate this whole thing to abortion and reproductive justice, whatever that means.
Reproductive justice.
I know. So unfortunately, she hasn't gotten into the whole transgender ideology branch of all this, but I'm sure she has thoughts.
I'm sure she has thoughts. Well, I mean, see, this is a part where, you know, all of this leftist policy is a snake biting its tail. It works its way around because now, you know, some of this stuff that they're talking about, it's all pie in the sky.
Well,
and at the same time, if you have a child that, you know, children can't decide to get a tattoo. Children can't decide to go buy a bottle of scotch. There's a lot of things they can't decide right now, but now we're going to try to treat them as if they're little adults and get them to hate guns.
Well, yeah.
Is that it?
You've got to indoctrinate that early.
Okay.
I'm sure Miss Ray Whitehead would say, and make sure that they're taught well to hate guns, hate gun owners, and everything about them.
Where is this coming out of? Where, do we know where Veronica Ray Whitehead is?
I had no idea.
No idea? It's
published by Ms. Magazine. That tells you most of what you need to know about this piece.
Right.
So we read it, so your listeners don't have to.
All right. Well, that's mighty nice of you.
Well, we do.
I wouldn't go looking for it.
Oh, it just came across my desk.
I don't get out there and get on Ms. Magazine to read the latest anti-gun screed. I'm certainly not going to listen to a abortionist about anything.
I haven't subscribed to Ms. Magazine in years, so it's just a bit of luck that I ran across it.
Right. Well, I don't plan on reading it ever again. I mean, if there ever is anything that comes out that I get to talk about, it'll probably be because you did you read it when I didn't have to.
We will keep you informed as we always try to do.
Gee, thanks. That
our mission in life.
Well, I mean, it's there's always somebody out there that when it comes to violence. Not just first of all, we've got to narrow it down to gun violence. Which, what did John Lott say? Isn't it 82% or 84% of all violence has no gun involved in it at all?
Yeah, I think it's the old 80-20 rule. Yeah, that's about right.
Right.
So yeah, that's generally correct. Just waving your magic wand and making guns go away tomorrow would not eliminate violent crime. It wouldn't eliminate murders. Wouldn't eliminate suicides.
Right.
That's just all utopian thinking that the anti-gun left loves to peddle.
Well, gun violence, my favorite little micro category, which is. There's no such thing as gun violence, but you know, I'm not going to get into that. I know that there's a thing about it. I know that they use that as a talking point. Anyway, before we run out of time, thank you very much for once again joining me today, because Dan is a very, very loyal collaborator, and he brings some excellent stuff. Everything they've got going on there's something for everybody at thetruthaboutguns.com. They have the what's new, they have gun reviews, they have gear reviews, guns for beginners, and the gun control, which is, that's always happening. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, sir.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.